similar situation. Somebody on the show can't seem to get a date. I know what that feels like. You.
I wonder what that could be.
Well, you begin date. Like, all right, now tell us a little story. You was on a flight with two sitting in the middle seat.
That was off the air.
Oh, I can't talk about that?
No.
You say you just met two cool, successful brothers. You didn't say you were trying to holler at them. I'm just saying you meet a lot of nice people.
Next story.
Oh, boy.
God, you don't know the difference between what we talk about.
What I didn't think that was a big deal.
It was a light story, kind of like.
Okay, I just.
I didn't say you had sex.
Was it no cabin stabbing?
He said cabin stabbing.
No, it was refreshing yesterday. I flew from Dallas to Atlanta, and it was two. I was mad because I was in the seat B in the middle,
right.
And two nice guys were on the side of me, and they were single brothers that were. It wasn't even
successful.
Trying to holler. It was just cool. Yeah.
So what is your issue? What are some of the issues? Tell us about the guy you dated and he was on medication.
Oh. Shout out to Chica, who put me on Match.com last year. Almost like it's a joke. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
And what happened?
But, you know, I start getting hits.
Right.
And people were like, really? I'm like, this dude is cute. Why are you laughing, Craig? You forgot about it?
Because I know this story.
And so, you know, but I was like, okay, let me check these little profiles. So one guy was like, handsome and, you know, lived not far. Asked me to dinner. And when we went to the restaurant, we were sitting across from each other, and he's like, just order whatever you want. He's like, and he just had water. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to eat, and you're not, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, I shouldn't say it. It's kind of mean.
This is where the weirdness started.
Keep it real, yo.
And what happened?
He said he had a kidney disorder, and he couldn't eat after 6 o'clock.
It was like 6:15?
And the medicine made him sleepy, uh-huh. So, okay.
So he started gnawing off.
No, he was like, when I saw your profile picture. Then he'll wake up. So I just started like hitting my cell phone and kicking under the table. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to say wake up.
Right.
But he was clearly getting sleepy.
So what happened to the dude?
We're not going to see him.
The one dude you went on a date with, you say, now, you don't have a problem with height, but this dude was just a little too short. Now, what is too short? What happened with this dude?
Yeah. When we were driving and I was in the passenger seat, the seat was scooted up all the way to the steering wheel as far as he could go. But when he pressed the gas, his leg was fully extended and his toe was pointed.
Wait, when he pressed the gas, what?
His toe was all the way pointed as hard as it could go.
And his leg?
His knee was locked. His leg was completely straight. He was just kind of short. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their things. I don't want to be mean because these people may know.
All right, what about the dude? You went to Six Flags. What happened with him?
Oh, gosh. I should have listened to him.
What happened?
He told me he didn't like roller coasters. He's like, I hadn't ridden one since I was a kid. You know me. I'm like, nah, man, come on.
Right.
So we get on the roller coaster, and I'm like, whoa. We go upside down like three times. I look over there, his bottom lip trembling, and it's a tear.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man. Praise the Lord.